Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Barry Zito. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rondell White. Batting eighth. The DH, Phil Nevin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Johan Santana. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kendall strikes out. Mauer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kendall out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee strikes out. 2 outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Ellis applying the tag. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scudero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Scudero reaches second base with a double. Payton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall strikes out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee strikes out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rondale White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez strikes out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto bunts towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. Castillo moves to second. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Cote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Cote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bradley. White reaches second base with a double. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0 for 1 in the game. Nevin hits a pop-up towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Cote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cote is 0 for 2 in the game. Cote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartlett hits a pop-up towards short. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartlett. Thomas moves to second. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Chavez moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scudero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scudero hits a line drive into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nevin is 0-for-2 in the game. Nevin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coatse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coatse hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peyton. Bartlett reaches second base with a double. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Punto is 0-for-2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartlett moves to third. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cuttier. Swisher moves to second. Pat Neshek now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kotze, who is chasing the ball. Cuttier reaches third base with a triple. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuttier scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.